We brought you just like a little summary thing at the end of the sheet, of what we're talking about. I didn't do like sources on it. But Parshas Vayechi, whenever I talk about this topic, I always remember the story about Fluffy on the El Al flight. You know the story? I don't think it's a true story. And it probably could be told with Fluffy, but with a different dog. But Mrs. Schwartz tries to bring her dog Fluffy on an El Al flight, and they say no, it has to be, you know, with the cargo. Fluffy will be fine. And they're removing the baggage at the end of the flight, and sure enough, Fluffy is dead. And they're really upset, and they stall her at baggage claim while one of them runs out to a pet store and buys a dog that's identical to Fluffy. And they bring her this dog, and they try to pass it off at hers, and she says, "No, that's not Fluffy." And they ask her, "How do you know?" To which she says, "Because Fluffy was dead. I brought him for burial in Israel."
Great.
Yes. So, but that brings me to Yaakov and burial in Eretz Yisrael. So Yaakov asks to be buried in Eretz Yisrael in great detail. Right, it's really like surprising. First, he says to Yosef, right, do Chesed and Emes, Al Nasik Brani B'Mitzrayim, don't bury me in Egypt. V'Shachavti Yemavosai, you know, I'm going to lie with my ancestors. Unsasani B'Mitzrayim, carry me out of Egypt. Fartani Kurosam, bury me in there too. So he gives Yosef this speech. Then he goes to all of his sons after he gives them their brachos, and he says, Kivruosi al avosai, bury me with my ancestors. Bame'ara asher b'steha machpailah, right? In the cave, in that field of Ephron Hachiti, and in front of Mamre, right? Apnei Mamre be'eretz Kenan. And then he says it's the field that Avram brought from Ephron the Chiti lachuzas kever. And he goes on and he says, and that's where they buried Abraham and his wife Sarah, and that's where they buried Yitzchak and his wife Rivka, and that's where I buried Leah, the field and the cave purchased from B'nai Chet, which is the source. The Gemara in the end of Ksuvos brings it as the source for people valuing burial in Eretz Yisrael because Yaakov requests it. So the question is a simple one, right? Why is Yaakov so wordy? Like, couldn't you have just left it the way you said it to Yosef, or say it to the brothers the way you say it to Yosef, and shorten what you say to Yosef? Don't bury me in Egypt, bring me back and bury me in Ma'aseh Machpelah and be done. That's it. Why? What is he doing here? What would you say?
Maybe because at that point he knows that the Egyptians are not going to be so easy to let him be buried back in Israel, so we need them to have like the right explanation to just explain this has nothing to do with you. And not insult them. Look, my ancestors were all built there. My father make it much more about, like, I want to be buried next to these people and nothing to do with insulting Egypt.
Interesting. So this is what they should tell Paro.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because they usually say that. Sorry? They usually say that regarding the Shavua. The fact that he makes Yosef swear, and then Yosef turns around to Paro and he says, Avi hishbiani lemor, my father made me swear, you know, so they usually say it in terms of the Shavua, that it was in order to make things compelling for Mitzrayim. But it's interesting, maybe it's also part of that.
When was he actually buried there?
What do you mean?
When was he actually
right away.
Buried? Right away they left, as soon as he died?
So he gets embalmed. And that's its own story. We had a shiur about the embalming a couple of years ago. Hadassah did not enjoy that. They have a 40-day process of embalming. There's a 70-day avelus in Mitzrayim for Yaakov, and then they bring him back.
Whoa.
And then they bring him back.
That's to Eretz Yisrael.
They leave, and then they come back to Israel.
Correct.
Why is that okay to wait so long?
So that's part of the discussion. That was the shiur that we had. I think my suggestion was that it was meant to, yes, it was, to honor him. It was l'chvodo. I gave actually the article in Toronto Torah this week. I wrote the Parsha article. I wrote about that. I just forgot because I wrote it before the trip. But that's, you know, there's a lot of discussion about why it was okay to embalm him and why is it okay to wait so long? And the answer really seems to be because it was for the sake of his kavod. That's the Radbaz's answer. That seems to be the approach. So So one answer could be, as Hindi says, in order to say, here's why not Egypt, and to give a compelling answer for the Egyptians, could be. I think he's also, though, teaching his kids why he wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Conventional explanations are usually about the special character of Eretz Yisrael, both when one is alive and afterwards. It's a place where you're close to Hashem. It's the place of the Beis HaMikdash. It's the place of Kedusha due to mitzvos, right? But those answers don't make sense for Yaakov, because Yaakov left Eretz Yisrael twice, right? Once when he went to Lavan, and once when he went to Mitzrayim, and each time Hashem promised him, don't worry, I'm going to be with you outside of Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem is with him wherever he is. And the answer of you can do mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael doesn't apply to Yaakov, because remember, Yaakov, we're told, when he comes back into Eretz Yisrael, it says, Vayavo Yaakov Shalem Ir Shechem. He came to Shechem Shalem, and the Medrash says he was Shalem in mitzvahs, that he had fulfilled everything when he was in Laban's house. Obviously, he couldn't do Eretz Yisrael mitzvahs, but he's described as Shalem. And you know, Laban Garti, Tag Mitzvah Shamarti, whatever that means. But the idea that Israel is different from outside of Israel for Yaakov is not so clear-cut. But Yaakov is explaining that there's another benefit to Eretz Yisrael, and that is that it is the land of Klal Yisrael. And here he can be united with his parents, he can be united with his grandparents. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein talked about in a video many years ago about the location of the Gush. It was very funny, because when I was there this week, and they were doing the tour and the whole sales pitch, so they didn't mention this quote from him, but they mentioned the idea one of the things that attracted him to the yeshiva there was the fact that it was on the one side Hebron and on the other side Yerushalayim. And he loved the idea that Jews are there learning Torah with the place where the Avos were. That's where they were. The Akedah, Avram went from Hebron to Har HaMoriah, Yerushalayim. Right? Like, that's where it all took place. The idea of being there, of being part of the land of the Jews, effectively. It was in my weekly email this morning also a little bit. Is something of great value, and I think it's a crucial message that Yaakov wants to give to the Jews who are going to Mitzrayim, who are going to be living in a haven supported by Yosef, right? You're going to have Hashem's protection when you're in Mitzrayim. You are going to be able to perform mitzvos in Goshen to whatever extent, again, outside of Eretz Yisrael, you're able to do so. But he's saying, don't kid yourself. This isn't the land of Klal Yisrael. This isn't the land you belong in. The land you belong in is still Eretz Yisrael. So that's why he makes the point, saying to Yosef and saying to the brothers, I want to be where Avram and Sarah were. I want to be where Yitzhak and Rivka were. I want to be where Leah is. When he buried Leah there is a good question. We don't know anything about when she passed away in the Pesukim.
But why so wordy?
Because he wants to emphasize the point. He wants to go on and on about this point so that they understand it. They don't have the ability to get back there on their own. As he says, it's Pakod Yivkod. Hashem is going to take you out whenever he takes you out. But you should always remember that the place the Jew is supposed to go back to is always there. And obviously, as the Gemara says in that same sugi at the end of Ksubos, it's much better to be absorbed there when you're alive as opposed to doing it the way that Yaakov did it. But nonetheless, that's what he's
saying. That's where you're supposed to be. That's a message.
Yes.
Oh, is that the first time you see? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Someone asking to be buried there, even if they die outside.
Correct.
Israel, right?
Yeah, and that's why he has to justify what he did with Rachel to explain to Yosef. Yeah, I buried her on the road.
Where does he justify that?
When he says to him, he says, in the beginning of Eichi, Mesal I Rachel, Beres Kanan Baderach, Bod Kipas Arazala Frasab, Gaparash on Baderach Fras, he based Lachim.
And what's the excuse?
He doesn't say. He just says, yeah, I know, I did that. Nonetheless.
It's outside of Eretz Yisrael, technically.
So I believe it is part of Eretz Yisrael, but it's not bringing her back to Ma'aras and Machpelah and Hebron.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
When Yitzchak died, Yaakov didn't see Yitzchak for how many years after he died? Before he died.
So Yitzchak passes away at some point while Yosef is still in Mitzrayim. Now, Yitzchak does not see the reunion, but Yitzchak is around when Yosef is sold.
So Yaakov is not with Yitzchak.
No, he is. He came back and he lived with Yitzchak. That's the whole thing. He goes back to, yeah.
So after he separates from Esav, he goes directly back
to Yitzchak. Yeah.
Well,
he stays there. Yeah, he's in Hebron.
Also, the time period, right, like Yosef is this basically the second in command in Egypt, and life was very good at this time, so I feel like Yaakov has to stress the point, like, right now, life is super cushy and luxurious and nice, but this is not where you belong, like, don't get so settled, don't, you know, don't be grounded here, your life is not, you're not supposed to stay here.
Right.
So, for the time,
right. Okay, I have to get back to this.